ビビビビね、ええ。Fine, okay. So we're holding here in Turi Evin. Suma be'achas me'enav. On page Vav. Well, I don't know, the newest. Our middle new. It's page Vav. These kind. Suma be'achas me'enav. Okay, so in order to know, we just have to remember the Gemara. What happened in the Gemara about Suma? The Gemara was talking, what do we marbe from Kol? Hakol chayavim b'riyu. So first, the Gemara wanted to say, it's marbe echetzia eved. The Gemara said, but Rabbeinu Pater echetzia eved. So the second thing the Gemara said, hakol is coming to be marbe, is a suma ba'achas me'enav. Udaloi ke Yochanan ben Davoy mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Right, because Yochanan ben Davoy says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that a suma ba'achas, oh, you know, it's probably in the old ones, it says here it's from Avni Shoya. That's why you're not going to, by this, it's going to be all the way in there. They put it together by the new ones. That's what it is. But you should have it somewhere over there. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I forgot that. Yeah. One time I was in Shir by my Rosh Hashiva, and Rabbi Mishua, and I said, Rabbi Kveger says this and this. So he says, who is there, Rabbi Kveger? So I said, right on the daf. There's no Rabbi Kveger on the daf. He doesn't have like anything from like now, you know, like they have like these Rabbi Kvegers. He has a real Rabbi Kveger. So I said, in the night Rabbi Kvegers, he says, yeah, but who is the Rabbi Kveger? I had no idea. Right. So anyway, so it says the Tsuma, the Achas Me'enov, is Chayev and Re'ia. To go against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Suma bach me'enav pater minariya kad yir yeroi ket derech shabaliyot kach bolei rois." Right? Now that means azoik, that there's a machloikes if he's assuming one eye. Rabbi Yehuda has a limud with the pater one eye. This Mishnah holds one eye is chayiv. However, a total suma in both eyes is another patur. And af gimel, the Gemara has a drasha from Rigolin. That if he's a suma on both eyes, he can't walk normal. And everyone agrees to that. The whole machlok is one eye. But if he's a suma on two eyes, everyone passes. Then after that, the Gemara says, Ibo yiseimo lo ilam, I'll go back to my old pshat. Of chesi ebri chesi ben choyer nizchai, kan mishin rishay, and kan mishin achray. Okay, that is the setup of the omen. Okay, now we can go to Turiyan. Suma machas meino, potu minari, shenemar yiri yeroyen. Zok the Turiyavin. V'hal desanya lekamon regolim prat lechiger lechayla ulesuma. And up gimel we're going to have a miut from the different place from the word regolim to exclude a suma. Demashma dav kesuma bebezenov. Avol ba'achas meinov loy. That miut only works if he's blind in two eyes. Then his feet don't work good. The haz they, because if he has one eye good, ein tzarich lemishenes acher levad miragol, he wouldn't need a cane. The lekel amato miragolim. Hahu rabbonin he, that is taka the rabbonin. The pli gali the Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what's going on here. If you go like the rabbonin, they only say if he's totally blind and needs a cane, he's nismat from regolim. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then you live from Yirei Yeroa to Bimamayit, even if one eye is missing, because just like Hashem sees you with two eyes, or Machlokes Rashi, whatever.
I don't understand the above Rashi. Because if you only have one, you only say it's only two.
But I mean, the Gemara says right off the bat that Yirei Yeroa is a hekesh, right? Just like Hashem sees you, so to speak, with his two eyes, right? So you have to see, so to speak, Hashem with Kavayocha with your two eyes. So, I mean, that already tells you need two good eyes. Right? So that's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. But the Rabban don't hold that whole drasha. So they only have the other drasha of Regalim to tell you if he's blind in both eyes. Oh, so now, Zot the Turi Evan Azeh.
Maybe you don't have two eyes.
I mean, from Yuri Yerai?
Maybe only, I would say only, can't see at all. But if you
But I mean, there's a hekesh, ein hekesh l'mechza. I mean, that's the hekesh, right? Kederech Shabbat, in the same way that Hashem comes.
No, that means that you're able to be seen.
You mean you wouldn't have gone that far with the hekesh if not for this? That's what you're saying. I hear. You see, I hear. The Torah Evan seems that you would learn it right away. Doesn't seem from the Torah Evan that he holds that you would have to have an imein and inyan straight away to make the hekesh. Umikan kashali hadis nase perk yudim menaches. He has a kasha in the end of the tenth perk of menaches. Suma einoy saimich. It says. To hakol saimchin, chutz mechere shoyte cotton suma. Okay, isha suma can't make a smich. The gemara asks suma my time. Why can't the suma do smich? Plige ba Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Dini v'Rav Chist. Chad omar asya smicha smicha mizikneya eida. It's gzeir shava. It says smicha by hedyot. And also says by the carbon of Zikne Ha'eda, by Par Helen Dover, Besamchu Zikne Ha'eda. And we know Zikne Ha'eda cannot have a mum. That's a limud that we have. Later he'll bring the limud. So just like Zikne Ha'eda can't have a mum, they can't be blind. So too, the Soymech can't be blind. V'char Omar Asya Smicha Smicha Me'oilas Re'iyah. The other one says we exclude a suma from oilas re'iyah because by oilas re'iyah it says it is also smicha, and over there he wouldn't be able to be blind. So every smicha he can't be blind. Upirish Rashi, the hosam ksiv yira yeroya, v'amrinam prat l'suma. Rashi says, where do we know that someone blind isn't in re'iyah? Means Rashi, the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, yira yeroya prat l'suma. We have machloikis, which pasuk excludes a suma. One says, well, yours doesn't have it in the... yours is in the back. By the Avnei Shoyam. Do they have a section of Avnei Shoyam? Which, yeah, these ones have it together. No. Yours doesn't have, so then...
For $18,
it should be there somewhere.
Really?
So anyway, the Gemara says, Asuma cannot do smicha. Okay, let's... What kind of a suma? A suma in two eyes cannot do smicha? Or what if he's a suma in one eye? So, the Gemara says, we learn it out from Re'iyah. So, the answer is, whatever the din is by Re'iyah. Well, what's the din by Re'iyah? The answer is, it's the machloikas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan learn it out from the word regal. And if he needs a cane... With two blind and two eyes, he needs, you know, a cane of a suma, so he can't go with his two regalim. He is pater. Rabbi Yehuda says, we learn it from Yira Yeroya. Just like Hashem sees him with two eyes, I have to see the two eyes. If even blind in one eye is already pater. So the Gemara just says that we learn out smicha from Re'iyah. Comes Rashi, and he chooses to bring Rabbi Yehuda's drasha of blind in one eye. Fekta Turei Evin, who gave Rashi the right to bring Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, Yochid Barabin, Halacha Karabin, bring the drasha of the Rabbanan. That's the kasha of the Turei Evin. Okay, simple, mamash, a real poshut pshat, ninth grader shayla, so to speak. Right? Just poshut pshat shayla. What did Rashi see that he should bring Rabbi Yehuda's drasha? Why can't he bring the Rabbanan's drasha? Okay. So on this, I just want to say a thing that it's Turei Evin, he's not even Goyris, the Rambam. He says it's Yochid Barabin, Halacha Karabin, and the Turei Evin paskins that the Halacha is that he has to be blind in both eyes to be Potter from the Rehan. But if you look in the Rambam, it's black and white. The Rambam paskins that if he's blind in one eye, he's Potter from the Rehan. The three Evan holds you shouldn't pass in that way. Okay, but I mean, maybe the same way the Rambam found some Makulir to Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi may have found it too, right? The same way the Rambam found it, Rashi can find it. What does it say? Suma be'enoi achas poter. Perik bez alocha al chagig. So, Mimela, I'm answering Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Rambam. The only shaila that you need to know is, where did the Rambam get it from? Right, it should be Shmera on the Rambam, right? The Gemara says Hakol, the Stam Mishnah of Hakol is coming to Mechaya Vesuma be'achas me'ena. So I believe I saw it in the stipler. I believe he says Pshat is the way you're supposed to. How did the Rambam get it? Because the way you're supposed to read the Gemara is Azoy. The Gemara said Chatziyev. Then the Gemara said, yeah, that's Shiran Ravina. So the Gemara said, okay, it will be for the Summa Ba'achas Me'ena. Then the Gemara goes, no, V'ibo Yisema, I want to go back to the other one. Why? The way the Rambam understood is that the Gemara doesn't like that shot so much. That's why, V'ibo Yisema. Because the Gemara would rather paskin that Summa Ba'achas Me'ena is Pater. Not to have that Mishnah. That is Gufa why the Gemara is going away. Even though it's not like muchach at all, I don't know. Maybe the Gemara is just saying that you could say this, you could say this. But that's how you want to say how the Rambam got it. Since the Gemara said ibois ema, the Gemara would rather pass in tumachas main of his cup.
The Gemara says that the loyki haitana, that's kasha. The Gemara would rather
make it like him. So that's how the Rambam read it. Memela, the maskana is that we're going with him and we paskin sumachas name is Potter, and therefore we'd rather say it differently by Sema for Hakol. So that's how the Rambam. So then everything's beautiful. So then Rashi is good, the Rambam is good, everything is good. Just that there's another thing that the Turi Evin Nemzon, all right, we'll see in a minute. And we'll see that also the Turi Evin says another thing. He says, Why did Rashi bring a yochid? He should have brought the rabbi. It would have been better for Rashi to bring the rabbon. Why? Look at the Turi Evin. I have a deal. My beinayu. What's the difference if you say a suma doesn't do smicha from the drasha of Re'iyah? Or the drasha of Sanhedrin. Bahashta iam repishim alamadi alf me oilas riyali b'drabbonon koi the loy patri biyer lesuma gomur b'veizenov. If you're going to go, that you need to be a suma b'veizenov by riyia to be potter. So we have a good nafkamina. Suma ba'achas me'enav ikabinai. There's going to be a chilek if it's a suma in one eye. Lamadi alif mi riyia. If you learn from Re'iya, Soymech, he still does smicha, because he's chayav in Re'iya, so he's chayav in smicha. But if you learn it from the Sanhedrin, even assuming one eye is possible for Sanhedrin, so he's possible for smicha. Kidamar respect Yud Beit Zimenachas. The Yavam is saying, Mide Itzrich Le'enei Lim'utei Suma, Shema Mino Afilo Hed Yoytes. The basically, the Gemara Nivama says that the Makoyer of Suma, where do we know that a Sanhedrin could not be a Suma? Because we have a limud that they have to be Menuka Mikol Mum. They have to be Menuka Mikol Mum. So Zok the Torah Heaven, who, if the point is Menuka Mikol Mum, Vasuma Bachas Meir, Vanami Ba Mum, Vavada Suma one eye is a Mum. The ain bichlal zikneid of Sanhedrin, and he wouldn't be able to be in the zikneid of Sanhedrin. He doesn't preg bal the Sanhedrin. As memela avad, if you learn from Sanhedrin, then smicha is potter even an asuma in one eye.
So, question that asuma is a bum.
Well, that's what he brought in Yivamis. It said that the Gemara says suma is a bum.
So, that's the double question.
Well, it is a mum for karbanis. That's v'chi ye boy mum, you know. Piseach oy iver, it says right in the Torah, kol mumra, right, in Parshas Re. We had it on Beis Deshavuos. So there's a it's a mum. So he's saying, and then even one eye would be a mum. So here, this is his nafkamina. His nafkamina is, what's the din if somebody was blind in one eye? Can he do smicha? If you learn from Sanhedrin, then Sanhedrin cannot be on the Sanhedrin with one eye blind, so too smicha. If you learn it from Re'ia, then Turevit says, I hold like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, by smicha, you need to be stuma in two eyes to be pater. So also smicha would have to be tali in two eyes. Okay, so here I wanted to say a chat. I'll pee the Turevit, and I want to tie in a chat. Comes out like this. Can you have a person that is chayev in re'ia and putter from smicha? Is it possible in the world to have a person who is chayev to do the mitzvah of re'ia and putter from smicha?
You just said it. I'll say anything.
But you won't find too many things except for Suma, I think. I will try very hard to find. So Lachar, we just had it right now, right? The two Rehav and Paskins, what's the din if a person's blind in one eye? He must do Re'ia. Correct? He has to do Re'ia. Because he holds like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan doesn't agree with him, but he holds like the Rabbanan. Does he have to do smicha? Zokta Turiyav, according to one of them, no, because if you learn from Sanhedrin is one eye, is no good, so you can't do smicha. Oh. Ezoi bazoi, we're going to get stuck on Daf Dalid, Omid Aleph in the Gemara in Chagiga. Because the Gemara on Daf Dalid asks Azoi, why did the Torah have to pater a tumtum from Re'ia? We have a pasuk zechur chol emayt et a tumtum. Rek di gemore. Elo tumtum sveikahu. A tumtum is a suffocation. Mi itzrich krol imute sveika. Why does it have to bother patering a suffocation? So how do you read that Gemara? What was the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, who needs to exclude a tumtum? It's obvious. He's an ish. He might be an isha. Isha, we know, didn't write in the Torah, doesn't do Re'ia. Zechurcha. Here it's called Zechurcha. Isha doesn't do. So why do we need to mind a tumtum? So what's the pshat? What do you mean? But he might be a man.
That
we can't use, because that's by, Tosafot always says, that's by something where Hashem has a rule by all of them that they're one way. But a tumtum, by anything which can change by each case, so then there's no such thing that the Torah knows what it is. The Torah knows it could be either or. You can't say that rule over there. That's mi ikos fake kamishmai. That's only by something where the Torah knows. So why would the Torah talk about it? The Torah knows. Right, but here the Torah, Hashem will know by each one, but Hashem can't. But Avad Hashem can tell me. The whole time is Hashem's not going to say this thing which is a shaila, what it is, be machmer misafik or be mekel misafik. What do you mean? You it's no shaila. The Rebbeinu is not going to talk about right, things which aren't true. But by tumtum, that Tais always says that tumtum you could have a meal.
They mamish
brought one which isn't good. Yeah, can't use that here.
Yeah. No,
so look over here. What does Rashi say here? In the Kute Rashi, he has Lekute Rashi.
It's from the
yeah, there it's probably by Android Guinness. So Rashi writes over here out there. Rashi says, Meheicha teisilon l'chiyuve. If he's a Safik Isha, who would ever dream that he's chai? So what's going on? What does Rashi mean?
COVID.
Excuse me?
You can't do the COVID.
Well, why not?
Because
We always have an eighth to buy a carbon, we make it tonight. We say, oh, very good. That's the place of story. So, but Rashi just says, so I'll tell you what the Miri says. That's what it sounds like Rashi is saying. The Miri says, Mikan smach gadol, l'shita sarambam, right? That every suffix is l'kula. That's what the Miri says. In other words, if he's a tumtum, so he's a suffix. So whoever dream that you have to do with something if you're a Suffolk, that's what he says. That for sure the poshede smooth way that it sounds like in Rashi too. Mehei taste it on the Yuve, right? Where you call him up that you would be Mechayvim if he's Meiti and Isha.
Smicha is also by
Anisha. Smicha is also by Anisha, yeah. Oh, so that's already, we'll go slow. So that's Rashi, poshe pshat l'chay and Rashi is like the Meiri. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Now, once I'm at it, I'll already tell you something that I said many, many years ago when I was a young bacher. I said over that l'chayr, this is shver, because Rashi in Shas is known to hold Sveik of the Rice of the Chumr. One of the ones is Rashi on Kedushin Ayin Hay says that you have to be machmer b'sveikah. But there's all the, you know, the big achronim always bring Rashi as the one who says Sveik of the Rice of the Chumr. So what happened all of a sudden here, Rashi is going Shaloi Kishitasa. So I wanted to say a vort. Excuse me? Yeah, but I mean Midrash. Yeah, I mean, right. Avada l'chumra midrabanan. But I mean, Rashi, she says that right here in Psukim. So Rambam holds, you know, Psukim are l'kulam. Rashi holds, Sveik of the Rice is l'chumra midrabanan. So what's going on over here? So I wanted to say, according to the famous Shev Shmaitza, you know, the first Shmaitza is about this Shaila. He myrich about the Shaila. Sveik of the Rice l'chumra, Sveik of the Rice l'kulam. So the Shmaitza says he holds it to Machlekes Rava and Abaye in Chulam on that test. We go through the Gemara on that test that Rava is the one that says Sveik of the Rice of the Chumra, and Abaye holds Sveik of the Rice of the Kula. That's what he says. Is Memeila Rashi, you know, Rava Vabaye Halachat Rava. So Rashi in Shas does really say Sveik of the Rice of the Chumra. But here, the one who answered the Shaila was Abaye. So here, this was a question for Abaye. That's what I wanted to say, and this is what I said. I said this in front of my receiver, Bert Friedler. I don't know if you know who that is. You know who that is? From Washington Heights and from Toronto. Okay. That's right, that's his father. No, that's someone else. Herschler. This is Friedler. Somebody else. So anyway, I'll compare this Yid. He was a Rashida, and I said this in front of him. Fine. He had a Gishmakra. About 25 years later, I found it in the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer said this shot, and the one who got it, was Myron Welcome to me, was Azriel Brown. That the Chassam Sefer says that maybe you could say, here's Abaye. Okay. However, Taisvis doesn't learn this pshat. He says, Avadi or Mukhuyev Misaf. Taisvis also is in Shas known to hold Sveik of the Rice of the Chumra also. So Taisvis says a new pshat. Taisvis says, pshat in the Gemara is, you're stuck. Let's say I am a tumtum, maybe I'm an Isha. What will I do here? I have no Eitzu. If I'm going to come without a carbon, it's impossible. I'll be over a lot. Lo Yoropanei Reka. I can't do that. So I'll bring a carbon. If I'll bring a carbon, am I going to do smicha on the carbon? If I will do smicha, that will be an aver. Because what if I'm an isha? And isha is moyo. Because isha ain't a semeches. Right? Elamai, what should I do? Don't do smicha. Then I'm doing aver, skipping smicha. What if I'm an ish? So Memela, there's no way, there's no Eitza for a Tumtum to do Re'ir. There's absolutely no way. What should he do? If he comes without a carbon, he can't do that Eitza, because it'll be over lawyer. Should he come with the carbon and do Smicha, he might be doing Avdeir of Me'ila, in case he's an Isha. Should he come with the carbon and not do Smicha, then Well, you're not allowed to do a carbon with a shniach. Only if you're stuck. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed because you're being batel smicha. Why isn't this called a dechak? So I think Taisa says something about it. He says something like this. He says a shliach doesn't do smicha though. So just do the eitzah. Just send right. That way I'll be safe. So Taisa says you're not allowed to. So I think Taisa is like this. Why isn't it a dechak? So Taisa says you only call it a dechak if you're vare a dechak. But being that you might be an isha, you might not be a dechak. Because if you're a Isha, who needs the Mali Litzor HaZoyt? Then you don't need the whole thing, right? So that's not a big enough dechak to be called a dechak. It comes to us that according to this Taisis, you're right, it's amazing. I didn't ever realize the oymek of what's going on. It comes out, a tumtum cannot bring a carbon. Right. A carbon, yeah. Because of this Taisis. You're right. This is a Sakrish and Taisis. It should. Somebody probably does say it. Okay, so this is the Cheshbin of Taisis. Now, I'll just put you a little cherry on top of it and tell you a Geshmaka ending over here. But the Rambam would never, the Rambam still has a Raya. He can't learn Taisis away. Why? Because the Rambam has a different Girsa on Dav Zayin in Chagigah. The Rambam says, what do we bring the carbon re'iyah from? So in our Gemara, on Daf Zayin, it says, Behemos v'loy oifes. It says, v'loy oifes. Misha chagiga bo mehem, only a behema v'loy oifes. The Rambam had a different girsa, afilu oifes. So there's no sricha by oif. So maybe the Rambam could never say the pshat of the problem of smicha, because I could get around it, I'll bring oif. But so therefore the Rambam, the shittasoi, has a hechrich to learn the Gemara's al tzveika b'ra'is l'kulim. Because he can't say like this. Okay. Anyways, this. So now, the shaila is though on Taisis. Taisis is saying that every tumtum is stuck. There's no way around for the tumtum to do it, right? So, Fregich, ich hab fardi a tumtum. I have you a tumtum who's never also blind in one eye. A tumtum who's blind in one eye. So this tumtum is not a soimeich. Because we learn out from Sanhedrin that somebody blind in one eye is not a soimeich. So now, he's chayav and riyah. So the choyer, the Gemara is up gefrek. The Gemara says there's no point. He can't do it anyway. Yes? Yes, this tumtum can do it. What? The Gemara is saying, what do you need a pasuk for a tumtum? A tumtum is anyway, there's no eitzah for him. So here I'll bring you a tumtum with an eitzah for him. This tumtum had one eye blind. He would like to do the mitzvah riyah. How? He would like to come, bring the carbon, like the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say, assuming one eye does riyah. Right? He would like to do the mitzvah riyah, bring his carbon, of course, no smicha, because he's blind in one eye. And now, we do need to exclude the tumtum. What's why bothering the Gemara?
Why did he just pass over smicha and the isha can't do it?
Because like the Isha, he's stuck because he doesn't know what he is, right? The problem is he doesn't know what he is. He's a tumtum. He doesn't know if he's an Ish or he's an Isha, right?
So
if you would be an Isha,
maybe over because he's an Ish.
Yeah, sure.
But this guy is
locked out of smicha for sure. Uh-huh. So he would do it. So what's bothering the Gemara? Right. So Zogir, very good. But Taisus also a pasuk like the Rambam. That the din is a blind in one eye does not do re'iyah. So you don't have the case. I'm saying, according to the Turei Evin, you could get into trouble when you get to Daf. If, I'm saying, Tosis is Pshat in the Gemara. If you go with Tosis Pshat in the Gemara on Daf Dalid, then you could get into trouble the way the Turei Evin is paskening. So I'm making a shtickle smach for the sack of the Rambam, Kineged Tzuri Eved. To Paskin like Rashi. Rashi and the Rambam, right. They're both Paskin, assuming one eye does not do Re'iyah. So they just bring a Shtikol Smach. It's a cheshbon, but that's. However, there's another thing that I saw in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that in Hilchas, in the midst of Korban, he says, if you look in the Rambam, it says Soma, Suma Einoi Soimich. And he says, if the Rambam wrote Soma, Suma Einoi Soimich, it means a plain Suma of two eyes. Because even over here, where the Rambam spoke out of Suma, he wrote twice. He wrote Suma, and that is Pater from Riyah, and another time, Suma Beino Achas, Pater Min Riyah. Meaning a plain Suma is a Suma in two eyes. So, he tines that the Rambam holds that you're only Memayda Suma Gomer from Smicha. And he says, even though L'chayra in Cheshbin, it shouldn't be that way, because the pater from Re'iyah. But I'm going on Smicha now. Now, really, in Cheshbin, there's two limudim for the tour of Smicha. One is from Re'iyah, the other is from Sanhedrin. According to the Rabbah, either way you go, it's Shver on the Rabbah, right? Because Sanhedrin Enimum is no good. And that's for sure, one blind eye is a mum. Re'iyah, the Rambam Paskin, one eye is no re'iyah. So either way, it's one eye. So it's shver in the limudin. You know, either way the Rambam makes the limudin. Why did the Rambam say that smicha needs two eyes blind? So the Minchas Chinuch says, you know, hear that. So he says, it's not so, he says, Tosis already spoke about it. Because Tosis in Menachas speaks out, Tosis also says the same as the Rambam and Tosis. It's pashut to me that he needs to be assumed on both eyes. Kanira, Tosis got it because the Mishnah is also stunned. The Mishnah says, Suma Enoi Soimich, also sounds like two eyes. So Tosis already asked, he says, I don't understand why you need two eyes blind. L'chayra, the Sanhedrin is a moon with one eye. And Tosis also says, and I don't understand another thing. Sanhedrin is possible with any moon. We should make a new din that any mum in the world doesn't do smicha. So Taisa blies Tzorachim. Taisa blies Tzorachim, but Taisa is not ready to change the din because of the Tzorachim. Taisa is sticking with the din is that a suma in two eyes, for some reason, I don't know the answer for that. I don't have an answer. I don't know the answer for Taisa's kasha. But Taisa said that for some reason or other, we only find in the Mishnah that a suma in two eyes doesn't do smicha, and we don't care about the melamed, which is a Sanhedrin of one eye or any other mum. But the Minchas Chinuch Memela, I'm sure Tosis, the Rambam also holds like Tosis, and you need to be a suma in two eyes. I the limud, okay, Tzorichi, and Tosis fact already, the Tzorichi. So according to that, it comes out that anyways, the whole Turei Evin is not in the game. The whole Turei Evin, Turi Evin's arguing on Tosis and the Rambam another time, because Turi Evin says the amount of blindness by Smicha is equivalent to the amount of blindness by the Malam. And if it's one eye, it's one eye, if it's two eyes, it's two eyes. However, Tosis and Rambam don't hold to that anyway. They hold that Smicha for some reason is totally in two eyes. There must be some Svara, I don't know what it is, that Smicha has something to do with the fact that he's totally blind. For some reason, we assume that it's, I don't know what it is. Something like that. Okay, so that's what he says. Fine, now we'll just finish.
The same problem with a Venetian, because he's nanny. He can't ask the Polo's crisis, and he doesn't see where it goes.
Oh, you mean he pushed it, he can't do it, maybe. Pushed it, he can't do it. Somebody who's a Summa is very schwer that he should do Smicha, or something like that. I hear. Okay, maybe. It was totally, maybe something was Mitzia here. Mitzias, maybe. Or it could be something like, you can't do it. So therefore we say, Mistaver, that's what the Torah is saying it for. I don't, or some Svar, there must be some Svar.
Karen that we would factor more together.
Yeah. For some, no, right. There's something there in the, must be the Gemara, some reason why it thinks that a Summa makes more sense to Pater than anything else for a Smicha. In both sides. Okay, fine. I don't remember that. If he was Mavato, because Shabbat
time. The reason why he's not doing Smichas anymore, he's doing his book, he's a woman, that's a woman.
Right. So, yeah, you see Taisa, here you see, right? Taisa says that then he can't do the whole mitzvah. That's what you see, his doctor says that.
But
he's not allowed to get himself into an Avera. Right. Yeah? I'm saying you don't say he's mutter to do that. You can't tell, just bring it and skip the smicha. He's not allowed to do that. He has
so
to not come.
If you're in that situation, don't we
maybe say that? I don't know. I don't know anything to bring a rye against Tysus. Places you see holds that well, that he cannot come. So no, I don't have a right against that. The Chiddush, right? Places is saying that you skip the whole Re'iyah because maybe because of the Smicha. So he skips the whole thing.
So the end of the Cheshbon is what about the Bittul Aser? Well, not the Re'iyah on the side that he's a Nish.
Right. So the answer is you do nothing. Shev al Tasi, you just stay home. You don't get yourself into anything. That's what you see in places. You just do nothing.
That's not a bittul of the aser.
It is a bittul. So what, you always have that. Let's say whatever you do, you're going to get a shail of an aver, which everywhere you move. So what do? You just stand still. That's what you do. Because no other eight. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So you say you're not finishing. So therefore, that's why. I mean, it seems from places the way he writes it is you can't do anything which is an avir. So whatever you do here, you're going to get an avir, right? Maybe whatever move I do somewhere, I'm going to be getting an avir. So you do nothing. That's how places says it. Yeah, well, there, that's something else. There's Asidei Chalaisa. But here you don't have Asidei Chalaisa. Yeah, so that Taisa says that's good enough to be called Be'idna. But it's all in Asidei Chalaisa, but it's not going to help me over here. Here the things you can't do it. It's also. I'll tell you a Moira Dika Shaila. The Shaila is what happens if a person is standing on a mat on Shabbos, which keeps a light on. Okay? Now, if he stands right here, the light will stay on. He'll be there for a whole Shabbos. He'll be over 24 hours, mavir, biyadayim. Oh, you had the shaila?
Yeah. Okay. Standing. Similar.
Okay. So. Okay. So here. So now listen, the Shaila is Azoi. The only other eight that the person had was to go out of this place where he stands. Okay? But if he goes, there's another mat. And he's going to turn on the next light. Okay? That's the situation. He's standing here, but he'll go from this one to that one. And then he'll go off of both eventually, you know. Or maybe you can make a 20 of them. It doesn't make a difference, right? Then he'll finally get off of all of them. Or he'll stand the whole Shabbos and keep the light on for a whole Shabbos. Vos darfman ton. Well, he went on the mat and he made it go on, right? So, and it's his koichai, but his koichai is still keeping it on the whole time. So that's not there at all? That's not there at all? But he's keeping the thing.
I flipped the switch.
No, no, but in order to shot as it has.
What is my point of entry?
No, here. Oh, no, no, I don't mean that. I mean, it's like
it's your pressure.
Right. Right.
It's not a switch. It's your weight.
Right, your weight. It's like Kaivesh. It's Kaivesh. Yeah, but usually we have, by most Maisim, if you start with a Maisa, then as long as you're still doing it, like, you know, like your latest Kilayim, if somebody puts on the Kilayim, then the whole time he gets 50 million Malkas for every time that.
That's why.
Here you say there's no Avir at all?
Yeah.
I didn't hear any Rav told me that. Yeah, everyone held it. The Shaila was, if you say Shev Al Tasa, I'm just saying it's the same Shaila a little bit. Whatever you do, you're going to do an Aveir. If you're going to stand still, you're going to be doing Aveir. If you go on the next mat, you're going to be turning out a new thing. Right?
Turning off.
Oh, well, you mean because that one will go off. Right, that's a Drabbanan. That's
you're doing a double Aveir. You're turning off
and then. You're doing a Drabbanan and a Derech.
But if you get out of there, you might minimize your.
Right. Interest. That's the top. The Shaila is altogether, right, are the same exact Shaila by a Kohen. A Kohen went into a room with a mace by mistake. Somebody says, there's a mace in here. The only way for him to get out is to go in another room with another mace in the third room, right? So should he go and get Tummy again? Like, he'll have to go out and in again. Like, he'll go out of this room and then have to go through the next room. That's the Shaila. Or do you say Sheva al Taisa? You can't go and do a Maisa of a new Aver. Rabelski said he should stay. That's what he said. And he said the reason is, no, that's talking about if by going, your case also is that by going out it's going to make another thing go on?
No, like going out, it triggers off. It triggers something. Like going away from it, it triggers
something. It makes something go off. Go off is not so common. Go on. Oh. Go away makes it go. And then it will make water go. Oh. I don't know if that's a chomer. That's not a chomer. It's not a derisa. Okay, sure. Anyway, we're getting off the thing. So let's go, Vaika.
Oh, but staying there, you're not doing any Aveira.
Yes, that's the question. Can you stay there all Shabbos?
It's up to you.
Oh, in a case where if it's a Drabbanan, maybe you could be more maker. If it's a Darash, you have to stay there. It could be it's a grudge. I think I even heard, I heard something of David Cohen said something about some kind of heter on that. I don't know exactly, but you could find out. He said some kind of heter. Okay. You know, it's connected. Yeah. Okay, let's finish up over here. This Umahi to give the Avamis Pir and Ami Shaloi Dok Rashi B'Masha Pir Sham the Perik Yud Diminoches. Stam, he wants to say that there's Stam Ahor and Rashi on the side here. Amai Diyalf Mizikni Ha'eda Shapir Shemal Ha'al Ntzum Aloi Damar Per Kamad Sanhedrin Itcha B'Doy Melach B'Hol Leso De Baal Mum Mimum Ein Mimum Ein Boch Afi. He has a Stam Ahor that Rashi brought the wrong Pasuk. The Rashi says the pasuk is itcha b'doy melach, and really should say mumein bach. But itcha b'doy melach lina psula yuchsinai. Right? That's not our sugya. This is also Turi Evan holds like this, but Tosis holds like Rashi. Tosis says that Rashi says a good pasuk. Umiru lemaidim afarsh lekamon the man di al smicha smicha meilus riyah called the potter minyan tzaymech imkein tubek benayev benichal nami lepeish Rashi. There's a different nafkah meaning because later on the Gemara wants to say that anyone potter from riyah can't be tzaymech. So that will be enough. Fine. Okay, now we have the next Turi Evan. The next Turi Evan we have to say over, I think maybe I'll say it outside because it's go klar. It's a very long. What he does is he brings, I mentioned the Rambam already. He goes on the Gemara, that the Gemara says, what's the din of a Chatzi Evid and a Chatzi Ben Choyer? So the Gemara has Mishnah Rishonah, Kamba Mishnah Rishonah, Kamba Mishnah Achrayin. Right? What does this mean? The Mishnah Rishonah used to be that if a guy had two owners, right? This Eved Joe, he had two owners, Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon freed him, so he's working Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, right? And he's off the other half of the thing. So it used to be, you leave him like that. Right? They just used to leave him like that. So, in those days, the Gemara says, he did not have to do Re'iyah. Why? Because Misha ain't loy Ella, even though he's chetzi of chayvin, he's chetzi of regular yin. So why not? But we say al pneiha odin Hashem. Misha ain't loy Ella odin echad. Yotzei she yesh loy two odins. Then later on, they made a takana. They said, this is no good. He can't get married, right? Because he can't marry a shivcha and he can't marry a baschay. So they were kaifa the odin, and they have to, the other guy also has to free him, and then the eved writes him out a check for the money for half of himself, for all the money that the adam just lost. So now, the Gemara says, once they made that takana already, now we don't say he has Alden anymore, because it's Koykin as Rabbi. Okay, which this, we're going to have to see, is not 100% clear yet what that means. So they're Koykin as Rabbi, but they didn't Koy for him yet. So what do you mean, they're going to, but not yet? So Turi Evan's sheet is, we'll see, and Turi Evan holds that the Pshat is, they don't have to force the Adin to physically free the Evan. Bezdin can take care of it, have to get Bezdin, he's free already. They just force the Adin for another thing, because you know the din, we paskin, that Hamafkir Avdoi Sorish get Shikr. Right, you know that even if you're mafker him, you have to write him out again. So you're just waiting for the oven to write out the piece of paper to the guy, because he has to write him, you are free. If not, he will not be able to be mutter b'bas chayim. But mitzar avdus, he's out all the way out. So memela, he already has to go up to the reed. So I'll say zok rashi pshat negemor, that's how all the rishonim learn pshat negemor. The Rambam flips the Gemara around. Mamish the opposite way around. What does the Rambam say? He says, according to the old time, according to the Mishnah, Rishayna, when he would really work half a week, then he used to go to the Re'ev. Then he did go to the Re'ev. Now that they forced the other to free him, he does not do Re'ev.
He goes if it's on the day that he's the last one.
Oh, very good. You already got the up. So the Turi Evan just writes Snishkim Pshat, you know. He just said, no smart in that pshat. So he goes back to Rash. He doesn't want to go with Tysus. He brings that the son of the Rambam said a pshat in it, but he didn't like the pshat either. So but now I forgot already who you're Mechavin to the stipulist. Stipler said he found it already in the Mayim Chaim and the Hagois from the Pre-Chodesh. And now I just saw today that it's twice. It's in the Pre-Chodesh as Hagois in the back of his Shas, in Gittin. I believe it's in Gittin, or maybe in Psach. And it's also in Pre-Chodesh on Shulchan Aruch. He says it both places. He says, Pshat in the Rambam is Azai. In the old days, when they used to work Sunday, Tuesday like that, so on the other days, your mom is a free man. So Mimela, you have to go and do Re'iyah on the free day, because therefore you. So Stipler wants to like make it nicer. He brings the whole shtickle that the pshat is, it's not pshat that on this day I'm half. It's like on this day I'm free, and on that day I'm a total slave. That's what he wants to say. There's no. He brings the Yerushalmi says that on the day that he's a slave, his kedushin is nothing, and Kamira on the day of the other day, he's totally good kedushin. That's Yerushalmi. Now the Bavli argues on that.
Yeah, but we said before that he doesn't have a din of an eved. It's just that this is Isaac and Zach. They can't get married. That's the get married a ship or a baskar.
Right. Okay.
Please forget from the.
Right.
It's not because of these at all. It's because there's a.
Because he. So one second. So I don't hear what you're. Where are you coming in against the Rambam?
That's the reason.
That's the reason why now in the Mishnah Acharonah you're going with the regular way to learn the Gemara.
The fact that he can't marry is not a concern on the day. It's a sign of the design. It's not a concern on Adon.
We're talking now, according to the Rambam, in the Mishnah Rishayin, right? The guy works half a week.
Right.
And we're saying that the Rambam says, but on the other days, you must go and do
Right.
Okay. So are you saying something schwer with the Rambam or
no.
good? Because they're timing every day, he's really got an oven. Even on the good days, he really has an oven. That's what he's saying.
That's it, because he's right, and because he can't marry.
Oh, so you're saying not marrying.
Because you see from the.
Oh, so that's what the stipler wants. The stipler, he says what you say. He says like this. The Bavli and Yerushalmi are going ad kedekach, that even it's called kinyanisim, that even the Hilchas Yeridaya switched by the day, the Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds the Yeridaya is kavi v'kam. The Bavli holds every day he's a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin. Every day you don't switch by the day like that with the kedusha. You're a chatzi eved and a chatzi ben chayrin daily, even though that's the Bavli. Yerushalmi says. No, even the kedushin switches by the day. Zok the stipler ad kan pligi legabe the yoredei, but legabe the mumin, even the Bavli agrees that you're a total eved one day and you're a total free man the other day. And he says the nafkamina is azoik. The guy made money on his free day, right? He made good money, right? The next day he's an eved. The guy goes, Masha kona eved, kona rabba, let's have it. Is that a good time or not?
You can say, you're totally free. We're not arguing on the principle. You're totally free. But we're arguing on the facts of life, on definition. If we mean that a pasuk said a specific thing that you can't have an oven, then okay, you're free day today, completely free tomorrow. But even if you're free, you still have a definition. You have
God. You mean because tomorrow?
Yes, I do. I'm free today.
I hear. Okay, so this I can't. What you're timing is something that could be said, but could be said not. I mean, there's no way to. The Rambam holds.
On the free day, he doesn't.
On the free day, that's called that he doesn't have an oven today. He has no one. He.
But does he have an oven right now? He's free completely today. But does he have an oven?
Yes, but the Rambam holds it doesn't matter. I mean, the pasuk doesn't mean that. I mean, okay, we don't hold like that. The Rambam holds. I'm saying the other Rishonim agree with you, but the Rambam holds that if he's free today. Yeah. So the stipler says he found the Rabbeinu Gershon that says Mamish that if he makes the money the next day it all goes to the other. So he says, you see from there that on the day he's a slave, he's a full slave, mom and wife. There's no free part in him. He can't say that my tzad cheiris is holding on to my money. On the day he's a heaven, there's no tzad. He is a total heaven. So who has another way on 3 days, totally free. So the Mela, he says that's he has to spend it, right? Or he has to give it to his friend.
I don't know, yeah. Because it was kind of when he was
worried. Right. But the Bavli says Beferish, that if an Eved, let's say you sell yourself for an Eved, all the money made your whole life goes to your master. When you get bought as a slave, all the money make your whole life, yeah? So I remember I was extremely bothered once you already. The guy's crazy. Why is he selling himself for a slave? And 2 seconds later, his money is gone. All the money, you buy a slave for good money, probably. So you say, okay, here's $10 million to be my slave. Bye. 2 seconds later, my money.
Yeah, some money.
What?
Yes.
So it bothered me so much. I called up my friend Chaim Mordechai Elsbond in Bnei Brak to please find out for me.
This only
Eved Knaini. I'm saying so. Eved Knaini. He's crazy. What is he selling himself for? He'll lose. Guy should cop right here. So you are right. He told me like this. Rav Shach asks at Lomdish. You're asking at Praktish. Rav Shach asked at Lomdish that it won't work. The Kenyan won't work because since through the kinyan, the money comes right back. The kinyan won't work. And Rav Shach said, nah, it will work, whatever. But you want to know, practice. You want to know, Lamaisa, who's going to be a fool to do it? So he went and he said, alright, I'll ask my friend who knows called Terakula and I'll tell you tomorrow. So he went and he found out. And the guy had like a list of 10 swarm and 10. Basically, they were all cases in ways. Echitimses. One is, the guy is in debt. Right? For $1 million. So he says, pay my debt and I'll be a slave. The Lulu, things like that. pay it to him, you know, things, other eitzes. That was basically what it was. He didn't tell me who it was. The person knew right away all this work. So now, Zok the Rambam, but if you go like the Mishnah Achroino, then you don't do Riyah. Why? Because according to the Mishnah Achroino, they don't divide up at all. Because it's a waste. I'm going to see it in 10 minutes or whatever. So the Vaila, we don't divide dates. There's no dividing up of dates. Is Memela, I'm both every day. It's only if you divide it that I work with you Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and I work for myself. So then today I'm this, I'm tomorrow I'm that. But in the Mishnah Achroina, you don't make up today, tomorrow. We go to Bezdin, and I write you out the get and goodbye. So if let's say there's a 3-day lapse until we get down to Bezdin, there's no day. That's his pshat. That's the pre-chodesh's pshat. Okay? So now...
When does it convert? The Mishnah Achroina.
The Mishnah Achroina.
Shimon Reuven frees him.
Right, so Shimon has to free him. So you've got to do it though. I mean, it takes a little time. You've got your paper and your star and you write it, right? And let's say you freed him 10 minutes before Shkiyah, so you didn't get around to it yet.
Because now he doesn't have his own day.
It's mixed. It's Me'uriv. So therefore, he's Potter every day from Re'iyah. That is how the Rambam, that is how the disciple with the Pre Chodesh learned the Rambam.
And how does Jewish work and this freebie get married, and then what happens when
that is in his According to Yerushalmi? L'chayr, it's paka. L'chayr, I don't know. Yeah, L'chayr, it should be paka. Oh, this is not Kadi. I don't know this is the Yerushalmi one. Okay, so this is what it says. So now comes along the Turei Evin, and he asks the Kasha. And this Kasha, I see the Pri Chodesh also asks. They ask a Kasha from a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Famous Gemara. Here it's on Omid Beis. On page Ches over here. And I said over the Rambam, and he brings down that Shmer the Rambam. Fine. So he says like this. V'chi
teima. Are we in
Ches now? You're going to see. He just asked the Kasha Tam, but it's really Kasha only on us, not on the Rambam. V'chi teima. Ha b'seif per gimel the Rosh Hashanah. Maskinon, the Misha Chetzi Eved Einoi Moitzi Achayim Yedei Chayvas Shofer. Right? There's a din, it's in Shulchan Aruch 2, that a Chetzi Eved and a Chetzi Ben Chayim cannot blow Shofer for others. Why? Because he has a Tzad Avdus, which is Potter from Shofer. Vahla Atzmo Yeme Moitzi, right? He can't even blow Shofer to be Moitzi himself. The Loi Osi Tzad Avdus Didei, Umapik Tzad Chayrus Didei. Because, right, his tzarav, this can't be moitzi the tzarcheis. V'amai loy, what's the problem here? Loy miboy alasum edu moitzi, alaf lachem nami moitzi. As like the Torah, and I think he should be able to moitzi not only himself, but even others. Why? The Mishnah Reina, the kaim along kavose. According to the Mishnah Reina, which we paskin like, kiven divi yodeno l'shachroi, because since he calls it biyadeinu to free him, all right, that's the nusach he's using now. Dino ki meshuchra lechol davar. You see that we treat him like a meshuchra, right? Afilu lahakel kidamin of gabe pesach uria. We just learned the sugya by ria. We treat him like a free man, and also there's the same sugya psachim by a pesach that according to the Mishnah Achroina, he does his own pesach. He can do minu like a free man. So ibezoi, why shouldn't he also be like a free man? The Indian Shaykh. Okay, that's his question. Now, what does he mean? Excuse me? Why?
Because on the day that he's free, he's free.
But according to the Rambam, things should be good. Because there is no day. We pass him with the Mishnah Achroina, right? We pass him like a Mishnah Achroina. That's, you see, he doesn't explain himself. He writes, V'chi Tema. How did this fall into here? He means to say that I just finished slugging up the Mahalach of the Rambam. So L'chayr et Shver, the Pri Chodesh says it black and white. The Tem Mole in the Pri Chodesh's safe, he says, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Tes, right on Pilchos Shofer, So Pre-Chavish says that, you know, you have the Rambam's Mahalach, and they have the other Rishonim. He says, well, Chayr, this Gemara is Shver Amos. He says, Bish, Lamalfi, the Rambam, they are good. The Halach is like the Mishnah Achreina. And Lafi, Mishnah Achreina, the Rambam holds his own Urus. He's the Eved with the free, and he can't do anything. Is they are good to Gemara. But according to us, that we say that Lafi, the Mishnah Achreina, is treated as a free man. So how do you learn the Gemara Marish Hashanah? Okay, Azoi Frek the Pre-Chadish. So I will soon see what the Turev wants to answer. Pre-Chadish wants to answer, he says it's not Shver Kiyuze. He says, or maybe he's really saying the same thing, I didn't realize. I thought I had Pasha maybe saying the same thing. He said like this, he says, no shakshas. All those Gemaras treat him as that the free part of him is free. Meaning, like, let's say this person, let's learn arson, chagig, right? He's a chetia eved and he's a chetia ben chay. The free part of him, al pi svara, would be doing re'ia. The problem is, if he has a pasuk, you know, ein lo elo de nechad, so he's got another other. Okay, so we say, since he has another other, don't do it. If he's kofer l'shachrer, we can't use that pasuk on him. We can't use that pasuk on him anymore. You know, he's free enough to be not called yesh lo adonach. But can you say, I might be already saying a little different than Pre-Chadish because I'm so convinced that maybe I'm saying a little different than him. But I'll just say the way I understand. Can you say that the tzad eved has mitzvahs of a man? Did anyone ever say that? Avada, he still needs his get. I got to write the thing to make him into a yid. I have to write a get shichur. No one is saying that the tzad eved already became chayv b'mitzvahs. We're just saying that if you want to say, does he have a odoin, you know, this mit in this pasuk, that if you have a odoin, so then it takes you out of the mitzvah of Riyah, is only if you really have all them. But if they're going to free you, or whatever you say, I made to free you, or whatever you want to say, they already took off the avdus, that's good enough to not call him that this free side has a odin. But how much of him is going to be doing the Riyah? How much tzedadim of him is going to be doing a Riyah? Even lefi the Mishnah Achreina. Both tzedadim are the free side. I think it's pashut, only the free side. The tzad eved is still eved until divorce is not divorced. I mean, until the get is given, the get is not given. So memela doesn't seem to be anything shver from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is saying this whole thing that being that there's two tzedadim blowing the shayfer, and the tzad avdus is not in the mitzvah, only the tzad cheres. So you can't have a shpkia which has also a tzad avdus being used for a tzad chayitz.
That's true. Like the Rambam, until the Mishnah Rishonah, it was chayiv and tefillin every other day. And it comes to Mishnah Achreina, and Chayiv is in tefillin.
Oh, according to the Rambam, but 1 second, let's get this straight here. Again, you have to, what you see, the thing is like this. The Rambam was by things which are tali b'momim. Meaning arsug you have adoin. It's totally the meat of Adon. And over there, by Pesach, it's totally, if you have an Adon, you can't go ahead and do what you want with your meaning. You can't, you know, you can't be your own boss to do your own meaning. But Legabe Yoyredeya, or Yoyachayim, some of the Rambam goes with the Bavli, that you're mixed. Even like the Mishnah Rishoina, probably. So Memela, every day you would be half of each. Alright? So this is the kasha, l'choyer, it's no kasha, the three of them. We have to know, okay, we have to already stop. L'choyer, you have to know what's bothering you. What's bothering you?
Yodim is not strong enough to
make
a chayr?
The yodim, to make him into a, but the yodim is going to make him a yisrael. Yeah. He is not mishukra. I didn't give him a gift. It's like saying that a guy is almost going to be a gift. Okay, he's already a gift. He's going down to the mishpat, almost as near as a day.
Oh, I have nothing to say, you know what I mean?
So your name is good for, like you say, a husband. All right, he doesn't have a boss. Those kind of things, but...